your hands. Galaxy spinning, heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. And I hear the sound of your voice. All I want is a gentle thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I delight myself in you, captivated by your beauty. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I Yes, you are wonderful. You are wonderful. Oh God, there is no one more wonderful. You are wonderful. God, you are the most wonderful. Yes, you are glorious. You are glorious. Oh God, there is no one more glorious. You are glorious. God, you are.
Are you excited about the Lord? Amen. Hallelujah. Our God's a good God. Amen. You know, God has the answer to every situation of your life and my life. And we're here, we're worshiping Him. And we're telling each other as we're telling Him how much we love Him, how much He loves us, and what He's done for us. Tonight is a night for all possibilities. Amen. All possibilities. That's why Brother Donnie was led by the Lord to say what he said. That's why each one of you shared from the heart what you're feeling, what God has done. Amen? Because God is what? He's setting an atmosphere. See, miracles happen in a certain atmosphere. Healing happens in a certain atmosphere. Deliverance happens in a certain atmosphere. God is setting an atmosphere tonight of expectation. He's setting an atmosphere for you to look to Him, the author, the finisher of your faith, for things that He wants to minister into your life and my life tonight. Amen? Yes. Oh, glory. All we've got to do is receive. Amen. That's it. Simply receive what He has for us. Open up your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I want to read one verse, and then we're going to go into some things I think that'll help us. I want you to know tonight, I want me to know tonight, I want us to stir each other up and remind us that you and I, that Jesus Christ, He is the Lord of all, amen? There is nothing that has dominion over the Christian. Amen. Come on, that's a good place for everybody to shout. There is not one thing that has dominion over the Christian, amen?
Amen.
Come on now, hallelujah, not fear. Not sickness, not lack. Jesus is the Lord of all. Amen. Hallelujah. All we've got to do is wake up to some things. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 34. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 34. When you're there, say amen. Notice what the Word of God says. Awake to righteousness. You know, we can go to sleep to some of the things of God, to some of the promises of God. And if we do and we miss out on that, you know what? That could be sin. Because if we live below the cross, we're not in the place of faith. And if we're not in the place of faith, that's a place where there's an open door to sin. Amen? Awake to righteousness and sin not. For some have not the knowledge of God. Come on. I speak this to your shame. Awake. Now mark that down in your mind's eye. Highlight it in your Bible. Awake to righteousness. Tonight, let's tell God, I'm going to awaken. Come on, to the right things of God. There's some things the devil has got you and I convinced of that's got to be that way in our life. And we've accepted them, but we're going to awake to what God has given us through Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Brother Larry Whitby, would you pray? Yes.
We just thank you that if we don't ask, you'll come into our presence.
That's right. Yes.
We expect.
Yes.
We expect you to move. Now, we come and expect
that. Yes, Lord.
That everything will be best.
Yes, Lord.
Because your word is true.
That's right. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Now, you and I at one time, we had no hope over sin. We had no hope over sin because the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 that it was impossible for the blood of sheep and goats to take away sin. But you and I tonight, simply what sin means there, it means injustice, unrighteousness. And so tonight we want to awake to the righteousness of God. And that awake, it means to rouse yourself from a stupor.
Right.
It means to not be influenced on the outside, the external, but to be awakened on the inside by your spirit, the Holy Spirit in your spirit, lifting up Jesus. Amen? And we need to awake to the things that's righteous. We need to awaken to make a stand for Jesus Christ. And we need to tell everybody that it doesn't matter what you're dealing with or what you're going through, Jesus Christ is the answer.
Yes.
Amen? Yes. It doesn't matter what the struggle is. It doesn't matter what I have need of. As long as I awake to what is right by the Word of God, I awake to the promises that has been brought to me because of Jesus. You awake to those promises, and we say yes and amen with God.
Amen.
We can receive it. Amen?
Yes. Yes.
So, you see the direction, you know, as each one of you testified, you give a little hint to what the Lord was doing in your life. And He was working a work in your life, and you were bringing revelation how God wanted to make you whole. God wants to make us whole tonight. Now you are, as we say all the time, you are a spirit being. You have a soul, and you're clothed in this earthly tabernacle, this flesh. And so you can be attacked in many different ways in that threefold part of who you are. And so we need to awake to righteousness, and we need to let God make us whole in all of these areas. So let's look at some things I think that will help us. Go with me to the Gospel of John chapter 5. We've ministered out of these scriptures many times, but I want you to look at what Jesus said in verse number 14. John chapter 5, verse 14. Afterward, Jesus findeth him. Now this is the man, the lame, who was lame. Look, Jesus findeth him in the temple. Okay, tonight I want you to look at up into heaven and say, Lord, I'm your temple.
Lord, I'm your temple.
Lord, I'm your temple. I want Jesus to find some areas in my life that I am in the presence of God. When you're in the presence of God, when I'm in the presence of God, like our brother Larry said here, all things are possible. I'm expecting. I'm expecting God to do something. Amen? You're expecting God to do something. So Jesus, he come looking for the man, and look what he said. Notice the red. Behold, thou art made whole. Oh, my, 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 my. Now, wait a minute. Let's think about this just for a second. You and I, we know 1 Corinthians 3:16 says that you and I are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We're the temple of the Lord. Amen? And so when Jesus comes into the temple, when he comes into you, he comes into me, and we recognize and realize that he's the head and we're the part of the many-membered body, when he makes us whole, he makes us whole.
Right.
He doesn't halfway do anything. Our Jesus, when he starts something, he finishes it. Amen? And so what I've got to do, I've got to awake to what's right in my life, and I've got to look and let the Lord bring justice to me. Amen? The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He trespasses on God's property. He tries to destroy people's lives, people's families, people's livelihood. That's what he's all about. But we've got a Jesus who come to give us not only life,
yes,
but life more abundantly. Amen?
Yes.
So Jesus said, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon thee. So we know and we understand, we recognize that sin brings problem in our lives. But when Jesus gives a command, and his command was, I want you to go and sin no more. Guess what? That means you and I can go and live this life and sin no more.
Right.
He is making a provision for us to be able to walk above sin. So there's a solution. There's an answer to sin, and that answer is the Lord Jesus Christ. So that means sin trying to work in my life, sin trying to work in your life to bring what the devil has planned, what the world wants, is defeated. All we've got to do is believe the word and put it to work.
Yeah.
The old saying, the word will work if you'll work the word. Amen?
Right.
We've got to work the word. Amen? And so we got to stand on some promises. And so you need tonight, by the Spirit of God, you need to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you about your situation, about my situation. Yeah. We hear that and we receive that word and we put it to work. Amen? And we believe what Jesus said. Jesus touched this man, and when he touched him, all of a sudden, he got up, and he went, and he walked through the temple. And Jesus went and found him again, and he wanted to reassure him that he had been made whole. The Lord tonight wants to reassure us. And that's why each testimony went forth, so we'd be stirred. We'd have the expectancy that I don't have to live where I'm at. I don't have to stay where I'm at. God is taking me someplace. Amen?
Amen.
So notice here, he said, I want you to behold it. Now, this is from a Greek word that means I want you to see it, but I want you to do more than just see it. I want you to understand it. Because
right.
There's a lot of times I see things, I don't understand them.
Right.
Have you ever been looking a long ways off and there'll be somebody say, hey, looky there. This used to happen all the time. My grandpa, he'd say, look at that squirrel. And I would look and look and look. And he'd say, see it? It's right there. And he'd get so mad at me because I couldn't find that squirrel. I would look and look, and I was looking everywhere but where the squirrel was at. That's what Jesus is saying here. He said, we need to behold, we need to look, we need to see, and we need to understand what we're seeing. Amen? He said, I want you to understand something more happened than you just getting up off that mat.
Right.
Something more happened than you just not having to lay at that pool under the five porches, the grace of God, any longer. You're going to live by that grace. You're going to walk by that grace. You're going to talk by that grace. The grace of God is going to bring everything into your life. That's what he was wanting him to see. Amen? So let's see what Scripture says about you and I tonight. So because we want to build our faith, because God's going to work some miracles tonight. Amen? He's going to do some things. So turn with me to the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 2. I love the book of Colossians. It's one of my, I guess it's probably my favorite epistle. But in the book of Colossians chapter 2, now it's all right to shout if you, when we read this verse. Verse number 9, Colossians 2 and 9, for in him dwells, talking about Jesus Christ, for in Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, let's think about that. Now, absorb that just for a second. In the Lord Jesus Christ dwells the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. The fullness thereof bodily. Well, when you got saved, when I got saved, Jesus come to live in you.
Yep.
Jesus come to live in me. And where God the Father is, God the Son is. Where God the Son is, God the Holy Ghost is. And where you've got the Godhead, you've got the fullness of possibility.
Amen.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now get ready. Verse number 10. And ye, say that's me.
That's me.
And ye are complete in Him, in Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
Not someday. We're not talking about at the last trumpet. We're talking about right now. The moment you got saved, the moment I got saved, you become complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. That means everything that's lacking in your life, everything that's lacking in my life, in reality, is not lacking at all. I've got to wake to what God has provided to me through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? The devil doesn't want us to know this because all of a sudden we can reach out and we can grab peace for our homes. We can reach out by faith and we can grab finances for our lives.
Right.
We can reach out by faith
and we can see the plan and the call of God on our life, and we can receive the anointing to walk in it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
The devil doesn't want any of that. But here we are. He said, and ye are complete in him which is the head of all principality and power.
Yeah.
Oh, my, my, my.
Yeah. Yeah.
My Lord, your Lord, is the head of all principality and power. Now, we know that our battle is not with flesh and blood, but it's against principalities.
Yeah.
Come on now. But our Lord has done defeated the principalities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our Lord has done above them.
Glory.
The devil's defeated. We need to tell him that we know it. Amen. We need to awake to it. And when the devil tries it, we say, no, you don't, devil. In the name of Jesus, you can't have my loved one.
Amen.
You can't have my job. You can't have my destiny that God has mapped out. From the foundation of the world, your destiny was mapped out. Your life was writ in his book. Amen. Glory. And the devil wants you and I to live out of his book rather than God's.
Right.
But we're going to live out of the Lord's. Amen. So you are complete right now in him. Now this word complete, it means complete in every part of your life. It means lacking nothing. Now how much time, let's be honest. Now don't get mad at me, but just be honest. How much time could we be about the Master's business if we wouldn't praying about something that Jesus has already given us? The Lord very explicitly has been dealing with me about the way I pray.
Yeah.
Sometimes we pray out of habit, we don't mean to, out of routine. We pray out of what we know in the natural. You and I, we got to depend on the Holy Ghost to help us pray
right. The
prayers that only He knows how to pray to get the results that God wants in our life.
Because
if I pray out of only the things that I know, that's all I'm going to receive. But if I pray out of the things that the Holy Ghost knows, I'm going to receive the things that God has for me. Amen? So here we are tonight. Anticipation's building. You feel that? Come on. The anointing is increasing. Amen? The presence of God is manifesting. I love the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's wanting to convince us of some things. He's willing to meet us on our level to lift us up to His level. Amen? Philippians chapter 4, turn back a book, Philippians chapter 4, look what Paul said. This is what we've got to do. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Now stay with me, verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in and all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen? So all of a sudden we see that Paul says, my external is not going to affect my relationship with God. It's not going to affect my relationship with man. Now, we're talking about stepping up into a place of victory.
Right.
We're talking about a place where your attitude is touched by the truth of God and by not what you're seeing and not what you're feeling. You're in a place of always knowing that I don't care what I need. I don't care what needs to happen. I know that my God will meet the need. I can walk in this. I can live in this because the strength of the Lord, He's the vine, I'm the branch. He's going to fulfill me and I'm going to produce fruit for Him. Amen? Okay. So let's look what the Old Testament prophet said about this. Just we're building in a direction. Go with me to the book of Habakkuk in the Old Testament, the minor prophet. Let's see something here. The book of Habakkuk, chapter 3. Habakkuk, chapter 3. Verse number 17. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat, The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Now look what he says. Verse 18. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. That's why Paul was able to write what he wrote. Because it's not about what's out here. It's about who's in here. It's not about what man can do for me or what I can do for myself. My trust is not in man. My trust is in the Lord. Amen? And so I may have needs tonight. You may have needs tonight. As a matter of fact, we do. But guess what? We've got a God that is on the throne that wants to put joy in your life, in my life, that's unspeakable. Amen? He wants the glory of the Lord to come out of us. Notice what he said in verse 19. Now get ready to shout. The Lord God is my strength. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. So if I say, if my confession is before God and all of the holy angels and right in front of the devil and all of his imps, the Lord is my strength. Then guess what? I can do. You can do. We can do all things because Christ Jesus is our strength. Amen? Amen. The Lord God is my strength, and He will, not no question about it. This is a definite article, okay, that you can bank on. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and He will make me to walk upon my high places. Think about it. The thing that you and I are having to climb over, that the devil's trying to keep us away from God, is the thing that's going to get us closest to God. Yeah, woo! Come on now. The devil's making a mistake. The thing that he is placing in your life, in my life, that appears and looks like a mountain that will stop us is the very thing that God said, I'm going to make your feet hinds' feet. I'm going to make your feet be able to climb where you never climbed before, and you're going to meet me, and when you meet me, your face is going to shine like Moses. Amen? But it's not going to be temporal. It's going to be eternal. Amen? Because we can look in the glory and stay in the glory now. It's not under the old covenant. We're under the new covenant. Amen? Oh, my. Hallelujah. So all I've got to do is, I've got to be complete. That's what this is all about tonight. God is wanting to complete you, complete me in Him. Amen? Be complete in Him. Not in your spouse, not in your children, not in your job, not in your money, not in your cars, not in your house, not in what people think about you, your reputation. Be complete in the Lord Jesus Christ. The devil has no avenue to work in your life. Amen? No avenue to work in my life. Okay, let's go back to John chapter 5. John chapter 5. And let's see just a little bit more of what Jesus was talking about. Now, you know the story, but I want to read this, if you'll let me, so we can get it in case we have let it lapse in our heart. John chapter 5, verse number 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue, Bethesda, having five porches. Any place that you see B-E-T-H on the front of a word, it always means house in the Bible, okay? What's Bethesda? It's kindness. So here at the house of kindness, under the five porches, number five in Bible numerics, meaning grace, here is all of these people. Now notice, verse number 3, we've got four different type of people laying there. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered. There's your four types. They were waiting for a moving of the water. And that's what we're doing if we're not careful. They were at church. You can live and die. I can live and die at church. We've got to what? We've got to know the water is moving. Because on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost come. Amen? Yeah. And the water's been moving ever since. Because Jesus said, out of the believer, John 7:37, out of the believers, that's you and I. He said, shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Come on now. Yeah. The devil doesn't want you and I to awake to all the promises of God. Right. Because we make him tremble when we stand on the word. Amen? Now here Jesus is, fixing to come on the scene. But it says in verse 4, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water, and whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. Didn't matter. Our God can take care of it. Amen?
Yeah.
I heard a testimony here just a while back. This person had been all around the world and couldn't find healing. Been to the number one specialist overseas. Couldn't find any help. They didn't even know what was wrong with this person. And the Holy Ghost spoke through a person at the church service and named the disease. Healed the person and then said, now go to your doctor and tell him the name of the disease and see if it don't fit your symptoms.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Glory.
Our God knows everything.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And our God wants to show off in your life, in my life. Amen. So let's don't wait on a special manifestation. Let's, by faith, know that Jesus wants to work right now. Right now. Amen. All right. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 30 and 8 years. So he was 30 and 8 years. 38 years, the number 38 in biblical numerics means slavery. He'd been a slave to this. See, if you're not whole, if I'm not whole, then we're a slave to that one thing that we lack.
Right.
And Jesus, oh, shamalata katita la makatanda lo kotono. Let's go to the book of Romans, chapter 6, just for a second. Hold your place there. Romans chapter 6. Look at verse number 18. Romans 6 and 18. Being then made free from sin, being then made free from sin, ye became, say that's me, became the servants of righteousness. Okay? Now drop down to verse 22. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have fruit unto holiness in the end of everlasting life. Okay? So, tonight, as we're reading this verse of Scripture, you're not a slave to anything.
Amen.
You're a servant.
Amen.
Who is a son, a daughter of the Most High God.
Amen.
Amen. We're a son or a daughter that serves God. We get to serve God. Amen. But we serve Him out of relationship now, not out of obligation. Okay? So here this man is. He was a slave to his situation. But Jesus is wanting you tonight to be made whole. He's wanting me to be made whole. See, there may be a spot in your heart that you're not even aware of. There may be a spot in my heart I'm not even aware of. And Jesus wants to reveal it to us because He wants to fill that spot. He wants to take out anger and put in love. He wants to take out hurt, and He wants to put in the healing power of the anointing. Amen?
Yeah.
There may be some confusion. He wants to take that confusion out because our God's not the author of confusion.
Amen.
He's the God of order, perfect order. Amen? So here we are, and we see what happens. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had now been a long time in that case, He saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? That's a question the Lord is asking every one of us tonight.
Yeah.
Every one of us.
Yeah.
Will you be made whole? You may have never confessed the name of Jesus. Maybe you haven't never got to the place where you've been born again. Tonight's the night.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe there's some things that has a stronghold in your life that God would bring up before your spirit, your spiritual eyes, and say, I want to make you whole. I want you to awake to righteousness, and I want you to have freedom in that area. Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night. Amen. You see, our mindset, the way that we pattern our thinking, can either keep us from God's best or it can keep us in the devil's worst. We don't want those two options. We want God's best always. Amen?
Right.
All right. Jesus saith unto him in verse 8, rise and take up thy bed and walk. Now, he said that because in verse 7, the man's eyes, his attitude was on what man could do for him. I can't help you tonight. The person to your left or your right, they can't help you tonight.
Right.
But Jesus can.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus can. So we don't look to man. We look to the Lord.
Yeah.
We don't depend on somebody who is praying for us. We appreciate it and we want them to pray with us and for us. But we appreciate the God they're praying to.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
He's the answer.
Amen.
So here we are tonight. We're in this place. We're in this position.
where we can receive what God would have for us. That's all we've got to do, is to say, Lord, I see that it's for all people. Oh, malatasita lekatanda. You know what keeps people from receiving? Condemnation.
Right.
Condemnation.
Right.
The Holy Ghost just brung that up into my heart. Condemnation. I'd about forgot even thinking about that because it's so powerful. John chapter 3, we're in chapter 5. Turn over to verse 3 and 17, I believe it is. John 3 and 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world.
Right.
No condemnation. Amen? For God sent not his Son in the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know what this word saved is again? It's the same Greek word for whole.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Every way complete in Christ.
Yeah.
Every way. Lacking nothing. That's what it's all about. God doesn't want you to lack any good thing. The Bible says under the old covenant in the book of Psalms, those who walk uprightly shall lack no good thing. That's under the old covenant.
Right.
And all they could walk uprightly was to where they knew. Tonight you walk uprightly by the grace of God.
Yeah.
I walk uprightly by the grace of God. That means everything that Jesus done, it was for me. And when God looks at me, he sees the blood of Jesus. When God looks at you, he sees the blood of Jesus, yeah, and he counts it right. Yeah. I need to awake to that righteousness. Amen. And I need to say, no, devil, it's mine. Tonight, every promise of God is mine. I'm going to leave here walking in that promise. I'm going to leave here clothed in that promise. I have it because Jesus bought and paid for it, and it's mine tonight. Amen?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put Romans 8 and 1 up there, Sister Tori. There is therefore now. Right now. Amen? No condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Yeah.
No condemnation. So that means you're free and clear tonight to receive everything God would have for you, because Jesus, he took the condemnation for you. He took it for me. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the power of your word. Your word, your anointed word, it brings faith. Father, I believe with all of my heart that we have heard your word. And I believe the faith that you have rose up inside of us has placed expectancy to the brink of exploding. And we give you permission to do whatever you would do. And we just ask that you would touch each person here and help us hear that question. Wilt thou be made whole? And help us awake to everything that's wrong in our life, and let us receive what is right by your promise and your provision. Grab our hearts right now as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. We ask that you perform your word, that you exalt us in due season to receive everything that you would have for us tonight. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Would you come tonight? Make yourself an altar and say, Lord, here I am. And there's some things in my life that's not whole. Yes.
While you was up praying.
Yes.
God told me, put my hand up here.
Yes.
My right hand.
Yes.
Up to my right eye.
Yes.
It ain't hurting no more.
Because the brother testified to me. He said, now I want prayer.
Right.
Because my eye's hurting. And I've been to the eye doctor. And the eye doctor said, I can't do anything to help you. So what did he do? Just tell us? This is what Jesus does. Jesus touches us in the midst of the congregation. Amen. Jesus is the lifter of our head. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever you need tonight, you can reach out and take it by faith. Hallelujah. Make yourself an altar at your chair. Come up here to the front. Hallelujah. We'll help you pray. But receive, receive, receive tonight everything God would have for you. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Glory. There's somebody here tonight has a call on their life, and you haven't stepped in that calling. You've been apprehensive. You've been a little fearful. Tonight, God wants to reaffirm that call in your life, and He wants
to drive out that spirit of fear that is hindering you and limiting you where you can be all that He called you to be. And there's at least one person that I feel like there's maybe more, but I know there's one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't miss out on what God would do in your life. God wants to use you. The Bible says the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. You know what that means? That means God never changes His mind. When He calls you, you're called with a holy calling, and that calling is forever. Now, we change our minds, and the devil brings condemnation and conviction, condemnation and corruption to move us away from God's plan. But we've got to stay where God would have us to be in Him. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.